You're listening to the Confidence Podcast, your favorite coaching podcast oozing with motivation, inspiration, and confidence to help you boldly take action on your dreams. I'm your host, Trish Blackwell, internationally recognized confidence coach, best-selling author, and founder of the College of Confidence, the most encouraging place on the internet. I teach go-getters in life how to take their thoughts captive, how to step out of the shadows of self-doubt, and how to courageously step into their purpose with confidence. It's time to pump our confidence muscles and train our thoughts, y'all. Let's get started. Hey there, it's Trish Blackwell, and you're listening to the Confidence Podcast, episode 546. Today's episode is Confidence Immersion and Faking It Till You Make It. Now, you may not have heard of confidence immersion before, but I know you for sure have heard about faking it till you make it. And I just think you might be curious about my take on it, because it sort of have two sides of the camp. People who think there's value to faking it till you make it, and people who think there's not. And in this episode, you're going to hear my opinion and how these concepts changed my life, how they helped me scale my confidence. But you got to do it the way that I was taught and coached, which is what we're going to explore in today's episode. So in today's episode, I'm going to tell you what confidence immersion is and how to use the power of faking it till you make it in the way that works as a way to increase our perceived and actual levels of confidence. It does both. I'm going to give you some of the science behind this and give you some ways to implement it and incorporate into your life, from adopting confident body language to practicing self-talk. I'm going to give you some really practical tips this week on building confidence and projecting a confident image to those around you, because when you do that, it boomerangs right back. If you're new to the show, I'm so glad you found us. My name is Trish. I specialize in firing people's potential up. We're talking full kilter. You walk away from the show, and my goal and my prayer is that you are on fire for life, that any indifference, any disillusion, any low gear numbness that you felt towards your potential in life or where you are, that you feel spark, that you know that you were made with purpose and on purpose, and that it's up to you to rise. So you can stop the overthinking, stop the self-sabotaging, stop the feeling sorry for yourself, stop the procrastination or perfectionism, and start actually thriving, because there's a big world out there and the world needs you to be the biggest, boldest, bravest version of you. Guys, you were created to do something epic, and I'm going to keep cheering wildly from the stands until you believe it, until you go run and run after it. Now, along the way of this journey, there's discouragement. There's disillusionment. There's going to be derailment. But we do not stay in those places. This is your show to re-encourage you each and every week. So if you're new, welcome. If you're back, you're in the family. I'm so glad that I get to be a voice in your life. You spend time each week working the muscle of confidence. It's just like going to the gym. We train in the gym to get better biceps and better abs or glutes. Repetition, doing the reps over and over, is what gets people the bodies they want. Doing the reps over and over in your mind is what's going to get you the mind and mindset that you want. And when you have the mindset that you want, you create the life that you want. So let's dive into the coaching. Before we do, quick review of the week. You guys, your reviews bring me so much joy. You have no idea. I read each and every one of them. If you haven't yet written one, I would be so grateful. So grateful. This is from C. Fink. She said this: "So glad I found you. Hey, Trish. I've been listening to you since the beginning of 2023. I noticed I needed help with my mindset as a woman, a parent, and a person. So I started to look up confidence podcasts, and your podcast popped up. Your podcast was one of the first I clicked on, and now I look forward to hearing your voice every single week. And sometimes I restart the same episode throughout the week just to go back and re-listening. Thank you for blessing our ears with your presence, your voice, your encouragement, and your confidence. It's so good to hear women empowering women. I'm so glad I found you. One of the questions I wanted to ask you was,
What do you listen to on a daily basis? And who do you go to for encouragement? And then my last question is, what's on your music playlist? So I love these questions. Did you know you can leave questions in your reviews? I will always answer them. So let me answer the easy one. My playlist, y'all, I have a wide range. My playlist for music includes worship music. So Elevation, Maverick City, Bethel, an hour a day. That's the first thing. My kids know that nothing gets put on in the house and before 8 a.m. and then they can change what's playing on Alexa. So I always start my day with worship. And then throughout the day, it turns to hip hop and dance music and pop, because I have an 8-year-old now who loves all things pop. But when I'm working out, I listen to just remixes, DJ remixes of dance music or hip hop, because it gets me going. I'm a huge fan of John Legend and a huge fan of Shakira. So those are my go-tos. Who I listen to on a daily basis. I always am reading a lot and listening a lot. I listen to a lot of resources in the coaching world. I'm reading and listening to a lot of other coaches and business leaders. I also listen every week to my favorite churches that aren't just my church, churches that they're not in the location of where I am. So that is Transformation Church, Elevation Church. I listen to Christine Kane, Lisa Turkhurst. I listen to and get really fed by Lisa Harper. Other podcasts I like Joyce Myers, Enjoying Everyday Radio. I like Brooke Thomas, Live Out Loud. I don't listen to all of the episodes. I like, oh goodness, I'm trying to scroll through my stuff here. I listen to some French podcasts, believe it or not. I like Jim Quick's podcast. Christine Kane, I already mentioned, huge fan of her. And, Bob Goff and Todd Durkin. So there you go. Those are my go-tos. Oh, and Craig Rochelle's Leadership Podcast. I love that one as well. One thing I will note is I am typically listening to 2 audiobooks at any given time. So I go through about 50 and 80 audiobooks a year. So if I'm working out, I am either listening to replays of coaches and getting coached, and or listening to these personal development podcasts I just mentioned, or a sermon, or one of the audiobooks that I am working through, which are typically leadership, psychology based, or professional and personal development based. Okay. I hope that answers the question. One quick announcement, and I'm just going to leave it at this. 6 months from now, you will either have 6 months of excuses or 6 months of progress. And if you want to be somebody who guarantees that you have 6 months of progress, I want to invite you to come and join us. Stop Caring Month is still happening in the College of Confidence, and you can still get in on it. You'll get access to the replays and the workbooks, and we still have like 6 other live workshops coming down the pipes. You get in at collegeofconfidence.com, and you don't have to do 6 months of the COC. Come do a month. Come see why people say they wish they had joined sooner. They had no idea the difference of just listening and then implementing. And what we do, the difference of what you're going to get here in the podcast versus in the College of Confidence with me, is implementation. Now, we had a recent member who joined who said, I just didn't think I'd get any one-on-one or personal attention from you. And you would be surprised, though we have hundreds of members on my live calls, 20, maybe 20 show up, because it's life. Now, you can always pre-submit a question if the timing doesn't work, but I share that simply because I want you to know, if you want personalized coaching and you make the time to show up or you submit questions and you participate, you will get coached by me. You will be supported by me. You are not just a number. Every person who is in my mentorship coaching program is important to me. And you are seen and you are supported to whatever level you want to be. And I'm so confident in this that you can, that's why we have a 100% 14-day money back guarantee. So don't take it from me. Come see for yourself. Check it out, collegeofconfidence.com. I want you to be able to say every month from here on out that it's been a month of progress. And if you've had months where you've made excuses or you're starting to think about things but you're not taking action, then you haven't committed. You're still unwilling. You're still in the land of excuses. I want to shift you from the land of excuses to the land of progress. Okay, so let's coach. Let's talk about confidence immersion. What is it? Well, Like language immersion, it's going all in on something. It's going all in on something. There are two anonymous quotes that say this. If you want to be successful, you have to start acting like it. The more you act like the person you want to become, the more you become like that person. We work on this a lot in the COC of how do I become the person I've decided I want to be. If you don't choose who you want to be on purpose, you will default into being somebody you didn't intend to be. So it's critical that you decide who you want to be and then start acting like the person you want to become, because the more you do that, the more you're going to become like that person. And so I was doing a lot of thinking, and those of you who have listened to the show before, you know I'm passionate about language. Really what I do in coaching is I help people find better ways to think. I teach you how substituting words can rewire your brain and change your life. The power of words it's beyond phenomenal. It's life-changing. It's miraculous. And I never knew why I loved words. As a kid, I would read the dictionary when I ate breakfast. I've always been obsessed with words. I love words. I think they're beautiful. They dance on paper to me. And I was a linguist major. I majored in French and minored in Spanish and dabbled in Italian and American Sign Language and a little bit of Chinese and Mandarin. And I've always been like, well, I don't know why I love these words. And what was my goal? My goal wasn't to go live in all these countries, but I couldn't resist the passion I had. And I do know this about language and language acquiring a new language. In language acquisition, that you can make leaps and bounds, more progress by immersing yourself in the language. And that is why people go to different countries and immerse themselves. It's why you sink or swim and you figure out a way to get beyond your insecurities. You have to act as if you're ready before you feel ready and try things that you don't feel comfortable asking for, but you are so desperate in need to communicate, to potentially ask directions to where the bathroom is, or ask again, can you say that slower so I know how much money you're asking for what I'm buying here at the sandwich shop? You are forced beyond caring what people think about you. And when you're immersed in a language acquisition, all that matters is learning that and going all in. And it's exhausting and exhilarating and amazing, and it's how you acquire language faster. That's what we get to do with confidence. Now, how do you do it? Just decide right now to go, I'm going into confidence immersion, meaning I'm going to start before I'm ready. And I'm not going to give myself an option to back out. So one of the best things I did when I went to France for the first time when I was in college, I went with my best friend, Melissa, and we were on a study abroad program. We were 20 years old. And I can remember we were the big group of other college students. And my friend and I made a pact to stay in French with one another. And guys, our French was bad, like bad, bad. And we said, we were allowed when we were back at our hotel room, we were allowed to be in English. But aside from that, on the train, anywhere, we must have been a sight to see. Two 20-year-old goofy Americans in bad French talking to each other in French on the metro, on these other places. I know people were probably like, why aren't these girls just talking in English to each other? They're clearly both American. But I loved it. And Melissa and I I just got off of a FaceTime with her last night. We are best friends for life because we committed to this immersion. We both knew that we needed to be committed. And we were willing to be frustrated and uncomfortable. And then we stayed in it. And you know what? Our mastery of French accelerated much more than our peers that were on the trip with us. Because what happens when you go on a trip with a bunch of Americans in order to learn another language is you end up staying in English because you're spending time doing all these other things with a bunch of Americans, unless you're going to a fully an immersion school. And my point is this is what I want you to do. I want you to say, it's okay if I'm a little awkward. It's okay if I have a bad accent. It's okay if I don't do this right. I want you to embrace being a beginner, but be more proud of yourself for being fully committed. I'm not embarrassed about how bad we were. I'm really proud that we went all in. And in order to do that, you've got to say, it's okay if I look goofy. I got to be willing to be vulnerable and not always have the answer. And you've got to be willing to develop a positive, consistent, self-affirming voice. I can still remember that month in Paris we spent. And I mean, we were like, we were able to say to each other, I'll tell you later tonight, just to stay in French, because we knew we didn't have the vocabulary at the time. This is also pre-cell phones. You can just quickly look up a word where we were like, okay, I'll tell you later tonight. And I can remember being frustrated. But we would say to ourselves, hey, well done. We're doing great. Look at us staying in French. Look at us being French. And so as you do any type of immersion experience, whether you want to immerse yourself into overcoming that imposter syndrome you're feeling at work, or you want to immerse yourself into being more assertive in your relationship, or you want to immerse yourself into showing up online with confidence to grow your business, even though you're terrified of being in front of a video or being seen or of all the haters that might comment and make, you know, or people who just might not even like, right, like your posts. If you're going into immersion, you've got to also say, with this comes my vulnerability. With this comes a lot of discomfort, but also I am committed to having a positive, consistent, self-affirming voice to myself. And you got to show up as you belong. Because when you show up as you belong, you're going to realize that no one knows how hard it is for you to be acting as if you belong. They just assume you belong. Because why? Because most people aren't actually paying attention to you. And so I want to blend the topic here. Confidence immersion and faking it till you make it are the same thing. But I want you to know I'm going to call it confidence immersion, because faking it till you make it has a negative connotation that you're just pretending. When you are immersing yourself in confidence and you're immersing yourself in a scenario with the, let's call it the superficial title of faking it till you're making it, you're doing it the same way linguistically you would be if you were going to another country to learn the language. You're doing it for mastery. You're doing it and saying, well, here I am, so I'm going to make the most of it. This is my opportunity. I can't wait till my French is better to then start showing up and speaking in French. I'm going to speak in French now, even though it's not good enough yet, because when I am using it, it will get better. Thinking until you make it is just pretending and then getting out. It's like in and out. If you will, confidence immersion means to act as if you have the confidence, the skills, or the knowledge to succeed in any particular area that is important to you, even if you don't feel fully confident or competent yet. This past winter of snowboarding, I really stretched myself, and I stretched myself in my parenting. For those of you who follow me on Instagram, which my IG is Trish_Blackwell, both of my kids, my 5-year-old and 7-year-old at the time, both really up-leveled in their skill. And a lot of that was just more time on the mountain. I drove a lot this winter, a lot to Pennsylvania, a lot this winter. And we took a great trip out to Vail. And we also hired a snowboard coach. So between my time on the snow with them and a coach, it was really game-changing. And it leveled us up. And it was like a mother's dream. Like my joy is snowboarding next to my two littles. And like, I can't even put words. I'm a words girl, and I can't even put words to how much joy it brings me. And particularly, there were a few times when we were out in Vail this past month where Baker, my 5-year-old, said, oh, double black diamond, let's go. And I was like, okay. And then we would get to like the cliff that it was, like in the moguls in these tight trees. And those two would launch themselves. And here I am looking around that no other parents doing this with their kids. And I honestly, confidence immersion. My kids had the confidence. They were doing it. But I, in my brain, my responsible part of my brain said, what kind of mom is letting her 5-year-old go down this double black diamond? And where's your husband? He was out doing his own thing. Maybe you should wait till you're, well, it was kind of just too late. The kids immersed themselves down this double black diamond. This was not just a once occurrence. This was a multiple times a day this would happen, where I would go, oh gosh, maybe we should have chosen another run, guys. Maybe we should go over this way. And here's the thing. Once you commit, you've got to sell your brain on the fact that you're committed. So we would go down this slope and I was like, yeah, we got this. My positive, self-consistent, self-affirming voice came in and I was like, man, Mike, we are good. I am parenting like a boss here. If there's an emergency, this is what I'm going to do. Oh, let's watch. Oh, dodge that tree. Oh, let's get you out of that tree bank. Like it was great, but I had to immerse myself. If I hadn't immersed myself into, of course we belong on this. Of course we're fine. I would have gone down cautiously. I would have yelled at my kids the whole way, be careful, right? I would have apologized to every other adult that was on those things. Instead, we crushed it and we had fun crushing it. Does it mean that maybe we could have waited a year to do those slopes? Probably. But we also just immersed and went and mastered. And so when you do this, so once it happened the first day, I then started visualizing it for the next days. And that's the thing with confidence immersion and faking it till you make it, just go in. And I want you to see, what would my most confident self do right now? How would I, my most confident me, show up? How would I carry myself? How do I stand? How do I, what is my emotion? And then you start walking it out. You take the steps and you lean in. And when it comes to faking it till you make it, you don't actually do that. You just tell yourself that you're doing it. You tell yourself, it's okay if I feel like I'm faking it. I'm not. I'm here to learn. I'm here to immerse. I'm going all in. What I like about this is you can just, because when you say, oh, I'm faking it till I make it, you feel like an imposter. And then there's this fear that you're going to get found out. But it's not going to happen because you're not faking it. You're just being brave. I want you to just tell yourself that you're going to start before you're ready. You're going to start leading before you feel ready. You're going to start your business before you feel ready. You're going to start going down double black diamonds with your small children before you feel ready. Not maybe the best example, but for the sake of humor today, when you just say, it's okay that I don't feel ready, I am ready. Like, remember, to live a successful life, we don't rely on our feelings. Our feelings are not our dictators, they are indicators. And just because I feel something doesn't mean that it's fact. It's okay that I feel not ready. It might not be true that I'm not ready. Regardless, one of the best ways to be ready and to master something is to do. The best way for me to be ready linguistically in the language is to be fully immersed in it. And it might be sloppy, and it might be rough, and I might have an accent when I start, but you know how I'm not going to have an accent? By doing it over and over and over and being willing to continue to immerse and stretch myself. Because when you immerse yourself, you're open to growth. When you fake it till you make it, you're just trying to get through. We're not just trying to get through stuff, guys. We're trying to master stuff. And when you just go, when you tell yourself, it's okay, I'm not supposed to feel ready, I'm just supposed to take action. I love this so much because it simplifies it in my brain. For me, it removes overthinking, it removes procrastination, it removes social anxiety, self-doubt, and what it does is it puts you into a place of massive action. It takes all the questions out of it. And once you activate massive action and realize that you're actually more capable and have more self-efficacy than you've ever realized, that's when your self-trust skyrockets. And when your self-trust skyrockets, you start tapping into real confidence. Going back to my example of being 20 in France, when Melissa and I were staying in France, once we committed to that, and we had been good friends, we were on the swim team together, and we had been good friends, but you know, your whole level of friendship changes when you become roommates, and when you travel internationally, and you go through an experience like this, and when we committed to staying in French, even around our other American friends, and then after day two, where she just stayed true to her word, I think that's the point my whole friendship with her changed. Because the trust, we had both said, let's do this. And we're both the type of people who do what we say we're going to do. Well, I didn't know that about her until we really both did what we said we were going to do, even though it wasn't convenient, even though we weren't good enough, even though it didn't always make sense, but we just did it. And that trust, now believe me, we talked a mile a minute once the end of the day and we were back in our hotel room, we could talk in English and be like, okay, what I was trying to say to you was this. And what I really meant, right, we were misconjugating things, we were using the wrong words, but we became better. And the trust that was built between the two of us because we stayed committed, we stayed immersed, our trust of our friendship skyrocketed. And here I am, I'm turning 40 next week, guys, next week. So 20 plus years of friendship built on trust. She's still one of the most important people in my life. Now, same thing. Think that we know what trust with other humans does and how it skyrockets our relationships. It does the same with your relationship to yourself. When you build self-trust, your
real confidence skyrockets. Your relationship with yourself skyrockets. What I love about this, once you start, you activate massive action and you activate this commitment to immersion and just doing, even if it doesn't always feel comfortable or convenient or like you're sure of yourself. This is so powerful because it removes resistance. It removes the resistance to perfect timing, resistance to perfect qualifications, resistance to feeling like it or feeling ready. None of that matters. You're like, well, I made a commitment. I guess I'm doing it, right? And so the way we're going to do this, the way you're going to immerse yourself, whatever area of your life you're thinking about, whether it's professional, relational, or in your own business, I just want you to show up as if you belong. And how do we do that? First, decide that you belong. I belong. And then act as if. And then put yourself in places and belong. Put yourself where you think you don't belong and show to yourself that you can belong anywhere you decide that you belong. I often say this when I'm in a networking scenario or getting ready to speak on stage or walking in some place that's super fancy-dancy and old money mindset thoughts come up. I'm like, I belong. I belong. I am here and therefore I belong. But ask yourself, get curious about how someone relaxed, comfortable, and confident who knows they would act belongs, would belong, and then do that, practice that. Now, I want to pause for a moment and make sure we include some coaching on how to develop the positive self-affirming voice, because I mentioned that's such a core component of being proud of yourself. If you do confidence immersion but don't encourage yourself along the way, chances are you won't stay committed. Having a positive self-affirming voice is how you can learn to be able to keep going. Immersion doesn't mean one-day immersion is not going to do anything for you. It needs to be immersion after immersion after immersion. You have to continue showing up massively for yourself. And that is through this positive self-affirming voice. So to benefit from these actions, you've got to do that. You have to learn the art of self-encouragement. And self-encouragement is a practice. It's a new language that you're going to learn to speak. Chances are you haven't mastered this language. Probability is you have the opposite language. You have a self-critical voice. And in the same way we're going to learn any other language, the way I'm continuing to work on my French, the way I'm continuing to work on my Spanish, is through practice. The more you practice a language, the better you become, right? The more you speak the language out loud, the better your accent becomes. If you're mindful of it and you're imitating it, then you're listening to the informing your ear around what's the proper native way to say something and how can I practice that, and being mindful of where you're missing your mark and allowing curiosity to get into your brain, but having compassion for when you mispronounce something and see that, oh, okay. Oh, I see. So for me, with a couple of words in French, I will struggle sometimes with the pronunciation, but my compassion for understanding why, which is typically because it's just a harder sound based on this than the English language, a specific different phrase. And I'm like, oh, okay, it makes sense that this is harder for me to say correctly. No problem. Nothing's gone wrong here. And so the more you practice a new language, and this is the new self-affirming language you're going to learn, we have to immerse ourselves within it, which is why I think it's so critical that everyone has a very loud, positive coach in their life, because you can start borrowing the coach's self-affirming voice for you. You hear that coach's voice over and over, and before you know it, that voice becomes your voice. So I need you to really pat yourself on the back from micro win to micro win. I mean, even for the micro, micro, micro wins. Melissa and I used to pat ourselves on the back at the end of the day for having stayed in French when it was something that we really wanted to say in English. Like, be proud of yourself. And so when you're learning the self-affirming voice, I want you to first decide who you are. Two, declare who you are. And the three, remind yourself of who you are. And I'm pivoting here because we have a whole episode on how to develop this voice. And that's episode 483. It's called Self-Validation, the Art of Not Needing Others to Tell You Good Job. I'll link that in the notes. It's episode 483. But if you can tell yourself good job, you're not going to need this external validation. But in order to have a self-affirming voice, you've got to go back to that. One of those core pillars of confidence that we teach here on the Confidence Podcast is that you got to know who you are. But this is the exciting thing. You can decide who you want to be. So just decide who you are. You are a leader. Declare who you are. Speak that over yourself. Remind yourself of who you are. Keep coming back to that over and over. Now, the story I want to tell here is that I learned how to do this practice to develop a positive, self-affirming voice after a really difficult period of my life. It was a really difficult period in my life, and I found myself at sort of waiting for the next season of my life. I thought I was waiting to go work and use my linguistics in the CIA, but it wasn't panning out how I wanted. And I found myself in this unknown territory. And so that's how I stumbled into personal training, which is ultimately what brought me to coaching. So God's plan's always so good. It's always so good. But here I was as a brand new personal trainer, still struggling with an eating disorder and some massive body image dysmorphia. I also had no clue how to sell anything. I got hired by Gold's Gym, and I was massively intimidated. First off, we were opening the gym and there were a lot of sales goals. I had never had sales goals. I had not known how to sell. And I had two amazing teachers and mentors in the business, one of whom I was massively intimidated by because I found him to be the most attractive man I'd ever seen to that point in my whole life. Side note, for those of you who know my story, that happened to be the man I ended up being engaged to and who ultimately abused and hurt me. Didn't know that was going to happen, but I was starstruck by this beautiful man, by the way, who holds no candle to my husband now. But you got to think in the mind of a 22-year-old not knowing what she's doing, a 23-year-old going and wanting to not be embarrassed. But I also so desperately needed to make money and needed the job. And it was a sink or swim. They didn't do a ton of training. They just kind of threw me into the fire. And it happened to be, I was doing a lot of reading. I did a lot. I went home every night and just read and learned so I could figure out how to become a personal trainer, how to be good at what I was doing, what the heck I was doing. And I'll tell you, the second week, I had like 3 consultations in a row and I knocked them out of the park. I don't know what I did, but I sold thousands of dollars in personal training in one day. And my one supervisor came up to me and he was like, everyone's talking about you. I was like, oh no. Again, think about insecure Trish. This is not Trish that you're hearing now. This is, I don't know anything about myself, Trish. And they were like, you have a new nickname. And I said, what do you mean? They go, you're a gold mine. You're gold mine Trish. And I was like, what? What does that mean? They're like, everything you touch turns to gold. Girl, we've never seen people sell like this. You're the best. You're about to break some sales records. And sure enough, I did. I hit sales goals. I hit every sales goal that I ever was given. I tripled it. I hit sales records. I became a international sales presenter in the fitness industry. I taught other trainers. A group of us sold millions and millions and millions of dollars of personal training in an area that's not supposed to be able to afford personal training. Somehow I fell into something I became good at. And I don't think it's because I was good at sales or numbers. I really believe it's because Seamus Gordon said to me, you're a gold mine. Everything you touch turns to gold. I said, what am I supposed to do with that? He said, tell yourself that every day. And I kid you not, guys, I changed my passwords. My passwords became that gold mine Trish, gold mine Trish, gold mine Trish, gold mine Trish. And then I doubled down and started walking into the gym and saying, I'm Goldmine Trish. I decided who I was. Then I would declare who I was. I told myself who I was. And then I reminded myself of who I was. When I was anxious or insecure, I was like, I'm here to serve people. Everything I touch turns to gold. Everyone wants to work with me. And sure enough, then client after client, I had so many clients, I had to give clients to other trainers. But it all started with self-talk. And it's to develop the self-affirming voice. You've got to encourage yourself along the way. You've got to remind yourself of who you are. You've got to cheer yourself on, celebrate the little wins, but really declare, I might not feel like I belong. I might not feel like I know what I'm doing, but I do know what I'm doing because I am Goldmine Trish. It's a little embarrassing to tell you. I wish it was a cooler phrase, but it's the phrase that changed my life. I didn't know that I could call myself something cool. I didn't know I could just start saying I'm capable. Right? and start deciding who I was and declaring who I was becoming. And then you will see that I wasn't faking it till I made it. I was confident immersing myself from the inside out, from my brain. And that's where the shift happens. That's where the change happens. So I hope that we've given you a lot today. And I just really want your takeaway to be this. You're more ready than you think you are. And you're never going to ever feel ready enough. So just start. Just start and remind yourself you belong. You were made for this. It doesn't have to be perfect, but you're going in. You're going in. You're going to act as if you do belong. You act as if you know what you are doing, because you are. That is the fastest way to learn how you are doing. Now, one thing to note, when I shared what I was doing both in France and at Gold's Gym, I was riding high on caffeine. I showed up. I remember driving myself to work and also getting ready for the day in the hotel before France, before we went out into Paris, and just being like, all right, here we go. I would pump myself up. I would talk myself up. I will have studied, 45 minutes of French vocabulary that night or that morning to prepare myself for the day. Or in the personal training scenario, I was reading books all night. I was getting ready, waking up, making sure I was getting my workout and my mind right, so that I was growing in between the immersion. Faking till you make it is in and out. You're not even trying to grow. Confidence immersion is being fully committed, even if you don't feel ready, showing up how the confident version of you would feel. And you'll find that even if you don't feel confident, you can be confident, because if you're telling your brain that you are confident, eventually the feeling of confidence will come. Because when you're showing up confident and you have your head high and you're walking in and you're acting as if you are confident, even if you don't 100% feel it, other people will perceive you as confident. And when they perceive you as confident, they will treat you as confident. It's beautiful. This is what happens. It boomerangs back to you. And when other people are treating you like you're confident, you realize that you are being confident. And that's what shifts you out of that not fully confident into being fully confident. So the immersion is happening during the day, during the process, and then the mastery, asking yourself, getting curious, how can I be better? How can I learn? What more? What did I realize I need to double down on or have more mastery of? That happens on your own afterwards and in preparation for the next time you go and you immerse yourself. So get started. Stop delaying. Go take action. Mastery is more available to you than you think it is. Guys, let's just close out with the listener of the episode today. Our listener is Charlotte. She says this, Trish, just wanted to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for helping me recently with the podcast the last couple of weeks. I was in a dark hole and struggled to climb out, but your wise words and encouragement, I've managed to get back on top and keep going. I'm not very happy with Instagram. Why do you not have a blue tick next to your account? You're the most verified person I know. LOL, your work is amazing. Keep being you and keep making a change in people's lives and minds. Thank you, Charlotte. And hey, Charlotte, thank you. You know, I have the option for the Instagram verified tick. I've just chosen not to get it. I'm really working on really living out what does it look like to not care what people think. So guys, if this show encourages you, share it with a friend, write a review, come tell me on Instagram. Anything. Just share. More than anything, share it with a friend. Do you know that when people find the show, they're like, wait, I didn't know this was a resource out there. It'd be one of the most loving, giving things you can do today. Get ready for next week. Next week is a birthday extravaganza. Okay. It's a big deal to turn 40. And this episode that we have coming up is a big deal as well. I am going to share with you self-talk that changed my life. I'm going to tell you the difference of how I was thinking when I was 20 and the old thoughts that were keeping me stuck. And then the thoughts that have truly changed my life. Any of you who love some of my power phrases, this is an episode you absolutely cannot miss. So I'll see you there. Make sure you hit subscribe, and I'll see you here, same place, same time, next week. Go out there today. Go be more of who God created you to be. It takes courage. It takes bravery. It takes immersion. It takes willingness to start before you feel ready, but do not despise small beginnings. Just start. Start, and you'll see just how far you can go. Be you. Be free. If you loved today's episode of the Confidence Podcast, I invite you to check out the College of Confidence at collegeofconfidence.com. The COC is where your next step is. In the COC, we cultivate confidence, create courage, and spark change. It takes everything we do here on the podcast to the next level. And our members get crazy, life-changing results. I'm so confident that you will find that the COC is the most encouraging place on the internet, and that it will so wildly exceed your expectations that it comes with a money-back guarantee. Hey, joining is completely risk-free. You owe it to your future self to take your growth to the next level by coaching with me in the COC. Join me today at collegeofconfidence.com.